by the Bootstraps, episode 13, Jumpstart Your Dreams. Hello, everyone. Welcome to By the Bootstraps, a chronicle of my journey into podcasting. This is Dave Lee, your host, and I think I'm going to need to change up this intro music. I'm getting a little bit tired of it. It just sounds a little bit cloying on my ears, and that's not a good sign when you're only 13 episodes in. I luckily have a favorite Creative Commons podcast appropriate music site. It's called freemusicarchive.org, and I talked about it back in episode 3. If you're interested in hearing more about that, go back to episode 3 and don't be surprised if the music on By the Bootstraps changes sometime in the next few days. So the main topic I wanted to talk about today is hinted in the episode title, which is Jumpstart Your Dreams. Now, I stole that episode title from another show on the NAPOD Pomo group feed. I thought it would be kind of fun to use some of those episode titles as, let's call them, writing prompts for By the Bootstraps. And now, while that original show is a Christian evangelical show, I don't have a particular religious point of view that I'm talking about here. But the idea of jumpstarting my dreams is totally relevant, and it's something I was planning on talking about anyway. And that is, so the thing that got me going on podcasting after thinking about it for a long time and after a few false starts, the thing that got me going on this go-round and getting both By the Bootstraps and Voter Geek going was when a very good friend of mine, David Harris, called me and asked me to produce his Fringe Festival show. Now, he does juggling and comedy and sort of physical stunts of various kinds, and he's a very talented performer. He's done the Fringe Festival, I think, a couple of times before, at least two or three times, as well as a lot of other comedy shows and solo shows. And it was really a fun opportunity for me, and I had a great time helping with the promotion and with social media. And I wasn't in the show, but I did assist with a lot of things like dealing with the venue and helping with scheduling and all that sort of thing. And that being part of that process and watching David connect with his audiences and tell a story and get that project from a rougher state to a very polished and very, very entertaining and let's not forget, well-reviewed state. It was just very exciting being part of that process, and it inspired me to want to get going on these projects that I had been thinking about for so long. Voter Geek, in particular, I had been sort of mulling over for probably about a year before that. I don't know if I mentioned the Fringe Festival was in August 2017. And it was a few months lead up in working on the show and promoting the show and all that. But I'd probably been thinking about Voter Geek since around the election time, if not before, in 2016. So it took me a long time to get started, and working on someone else's project was what really kind of gave me a new perspective and helped me see what it was like for him to connect with an audience and what could be possible in a different way if I were to finally pursue what I wanted to do. So really the lesson there is sometimes if you're working on a creative project, let's say you're working on a novel and you're not making the progress that you want to be making or think you should be making, sometimes it helps to kind of step back and do something else that that will bring out a different part of your creativity. For example, let's say you take out your old guitar and start playing some songs again. Or maybe you take acting lessons. Or just go for a walk in the park and take pictures and improve your photography skills. That gives you a different perspective on the world, on life, on what you can do creatively, and that can feed back into your novel or whatever other creative projects you're working on. And it seemed to work for me. That really inspired me and got me going, even though it didn't really have anything directly to do with my podcast projects. I mean, David's show didn't really have anything to do with Voter Geek in any way, except that I felt inspired to want to connect with an audience in a similar way or in some way. And the key really is action. You know, sitting around like I was thinking about it for a year, that doesn't ultimately get anything done. You really have to just do it. That's how you learn. That's how you get better. That's how you sort of iterate something to a better and better state. And that's what I intend to do with both Voter Geek and By the Bootstraps. So take action. Do something if you have projects that you want to be working on. Jumpstart your dreams and start something. If you have any thoughts about this, please let me know. I'm at, by email, dave.lee@northstarter.com. You can tweet me at This is Dave Lee. And I love hearing from people. I love hearing from you. And I hope to see you back here tomorrow. I will be here as always during NAPPOD POMO. Thanks very much, and talk to you again soon.